The following article was attached to the military service record of Lawrence Thomas Hager. Bridgeport Herald, June 15, 1919. Headline, The Whizbangs Are Home Again. Photograph, Convalescent Entertainers, The Whizbangs. After several weeks spent in the mud and noise of the trenches, after the doughboy had once more become a normal American, and after the wounded had lain for weeks suffering from the terrible wounds of battle, the problem of providing suitable entertainment, something wholesome, with which to divert their minds and sustain the morale so necessary to the Army, was one of the gravest which confronted the officers in command of America's best. The YMCA and the Knights of Columbus provided cheerful rest huts. But the boys needed something in the line of amusement, something which would take the place of shows and vaudeville performances back home. Therefore, when 9 or 10 of the convalescent men, on their own initiative, put on a performance for the amusement of the wounded in Base Hospital 46, the Baiser on the Meuse, officials immediately took steps to keep the organization together. Lawrence Hager, a resident of Bridgeport for some time before entering the service, was one of the boys in the company. He had been on stage with musical comedies, among which were Harry Orr's There She Goes and the Lakeside Opera Company at Denver, Colorado. Reviewed by Royalty, Mr. Hager entered the service with the 82nd Division of Company A, 230th Machine Gun Battalion on April 25, 1918, and sailed from New York to Liverpool. During his stay in London, his division paraded before the King and Queen of England, and finally was sent across the Channel to France. Here, they were placed with British troops in the 2 sector. The division was afterwards brigaded with French troops in the Maubach and Saint-Mihiel sectors, and were fighting almost continuously. Mr. Hager states that he was in the engagement in which Colonel Pike was killed, and the division was also in engagements in Belleny-Carpentras, Fleuville-Chéhéry, and in the Virguet sectors, and in the Argonne Forest from September 30 to October 31. On October 15, he received a wound in the forehead at Saint-Gervais during an advance, and the scar, which results will be a forceful reminder of the many days spent under fire of the German guns. Making his way to the dressing station, the only one left of his squad, Private Hager received first aid and was later placed on a Red Cross train and arrived at Base Hospital 46, where he remained the weeks. It was during his convalescence here that he met Val Marconi, well known among theatergoers in the United States. Marconi has thrilled audiences of this country from coast to coast with his superior playing on the accordion, and at the time of entering the Army, was engaged in playing at the Hippodrome in New York. He also has been one of the best drawing cards of the LaSalle Theater in Chicago for a long time. Connected with an ambulance corps, he spent his spare time in playing for the sick and wounded in base hospitals, and one day came to the ward in which Private Hager was recovering from his wound. The reunion was a pleasant one for both, who had known each other in the professional world of the States, and in the exchange of confidences, it was learned that several more well-known entertainers were located in the same town. It was then decided to give a vaudeville show for the entertainment of the sick in Base Hospital 46. Preparations were started at once, and permission was obtained from the military authorities. Among the professionals rounded up to supply the talent were many whose names are familiar to Bridgeporters. Val Marconi needs no introduction, as his execution on the accordion has afforded many Bridgeport Theater patrons hours of pleasure. Sunshine George Hall, who appeared with Mrs. Vernon Castle in the screen film Patria, and who was connected with the Max Sennett screen offerings before entering the service, is also familiar to many local people, was secured. His monologue, Back from the Front, was one of the numbers which never failed to please the doughboys. Victor Orr, whose wonderful voice is better known in the West, was a member of the Oregon Opera Company, was another whose services were enlisted. Charles Bauer, another familiar vaudeville entertainer, has also appeared in Bridgeport with a vaudeville team known as Bauer and Saunders. He was a member of the singers' trio known as That Trio, and joined the troupe. Jack Wyman, whose antics in Gus Edwards' presentation School Days has given local people many laughs, was also rounded up for the entertainment. Johnny Byam, a clever dancer who appeared in Chicago and the Middle West with a jazz specialty act, offered to appear with the boys and was a decided addition to the organization. The name of Charles Spidell, another member, is one which needs no introduction. His connection with Remix Music Publishing House of New York and his many compositions have been sung in thousands of Bridgeport homes. It was largely due to his efforts that a fine program was arranged, and several of the songs rendered were of his composition. Jack Belko, formerly with the September Morn Company, was also asked to join. Charles Bowman, a blackface comedian, completed the organization. Mr. Bowman has appeared in theaters all over the world and was at one time booked at an English music hall with our own Charlie Chaplin. The organization was called the Whizbangs and was the original company, while many Whizbang companies have since come to life among the entertainers of the AEF. These were the real original company. When the first entertainment had been rehearsed, not only were the convalescent soldiers allowed to attend, but officers and nurses and all hospitals attached witnessed the performance. To say that the voluntary entertainers scored a hit is putting it mildly. The pleasure of both the convalescent and the homesick Americans, as well as those of other nations, at witnessing a real American show was so great that steps were immediately taken to hold the organization of the Whizbangs together. Permission was finally given the boys to tour the country. They were placed under the direction of the YMCA, who arranged the bookings, and they were relieved from all military duties, although still in the service. When some of them were offered a chance to return to the States, they refused, as they fully appreciated the great pleasure the soldiers took in witnessing a live American show so far from home. Entertainments were given in hospitals, theaters, rest camps, embarkation camps, in fact, anywhere that a tired or a homesick soldier was on leave or able to witness a performance. Many boys, tired and jaded after many weary weeks of fighting, whose interest in everything had made him almost a wreck of his former self, was aroused to an active interest in things of the world, and forgot for a time the horrors which can never entirely be obliterated from memory. One of the most interesting places visited by the Whizbangs was Monte Carlo. They staged their show at the world-renowned casino, and one of the spectators was the Prince of Monaco. Other members of royalty who witnessed their performance were the Queen and Princess of Romania and the Infanta of Spain. They also played three dates in Paris, the last one in the famous Champs-Élysées Theater on April 17, 18, and 19 of this year. In one of the rest camps, the audience for the three nights in succession was composed of 7,000 soldiers on leave. Everything pleased them, and their appreciation of the efforts of the Whizbangs was noted by the many encores to which they were called to respond. The program consisted of general vaudeville entertainment with the usual song, dancing, and general jazz added to give zest. Both sentimental and patriotic songs were rendered, and most of them were the compositions of Mr. Spidell. One of the numbers sung by Mr. Hager was his own. Some of the cities at which they appeared were Aix-les-Bains, a famous health resort, Chamonix, at the foot of Mont Blanc, Grenoble, which is noted for being the place where the painting September Morn was. And at this point, the attached newspaper clipping ends.
This newspaper article was attached to the military service record of Lawrence Thomas Hager. Headline, Where's Dead Man's Eyebrow? Surgeons rebuilt Lawrence Hager's face and head. Have you seen the man with the dead man's eyebrow? The similarity of the man in this case to the hero of Holworthy Hall's novel, The Man Nobody Knew, is striking, and the only difference is that the army surgeons rejuvenated this man's features so he really resembles himself. The victim in this case is Lawrence Hager, who is appearing at the Colonial Theater with Murphy's Love Hunters. Mr. Hager is wearing an eyebrow from a dead soldier grafted over his right eye. His brain is protected in front not only by a sheet of bone, but a silver plate helps the bone to function against the hard knocks of life. In addition to these, Mr. Hager is wearing a silver plate instead of a chin bone. And all of this was the result of the explosion of a shell in Mr. Hager's vicinity when he, with 13 others, was on detail in the drive on Grand Prix to draw the enemy's fire while the infantry flanked the Boches. Hager served 16 months overseas. He was in a machine gun corps in the 82nd Division, and until October 15, 1918, no bullet had touched him. On detail to draw the enemy fire on Grand Prix, he was struck by shrapnel and thought to be dying when the surgeons took him in hand. Now he closely resembles his photographs taken before entering the service. The other 13 men in the squad were killed. After he had partially recovered and was convalescing in a base hospital, a party of entertainers was organized, of which he was a member. The Funbringers, calling themselves the Whiz Bang Entertainers, gave a number of entertainments at the YMCA huts and were not sent back to the firing line. Following his return to the United States, Mr. Hager again entered his profession and is now appearing in Pittsburgh, wearing another man's eyebrow, a silver-plated forehead, and a silver chin.